So we have a young living couple from Canada with a great story of overcoming fears and on track to achieving silver and six. So let's dive into it all up next. Hi there, Oil Family. I'm Breton. This is The Leader's Instinct, a Team YL web series and podcast brought to you by TeamSense. Go ahead and subscribe to this channel so you don't miss any daily content. Today, we're featuring Chris and Destiny in the YL Oil Family from Coldwater, Ontario, Canada. So let's jump right in. Hey guys, thank you both for taking the time. Let's start with a little introduction to help everyone get acquainted in case they don't already know you guys. Feel free to introduce yourselves, let everyone know your names, how many years you've been using Young Living.
Hi, my name is Chris Johnston. I'm a Young Living executive member from Canada. Been in YL for over a year now.
I'm Destiny. I'm also from Canada. And I've been in Young Living for about 7 months now. Wish it's been longer, but it's been a great start so far.
That's great. How about your favorite Young Living products, oils or supplements?
I think we could both agree that the Ninja Red is by far, at least my favorite. I think you can agree with that. But I like it because for myself, I don't always find I have the time to eat the amount of food and get the vitamins and the amino acids and all of those things that I need in a daily intake. And for me, it gives me that. So I really enjoy that product the most. For oil, though, I would say that lavender is my favorite because, as it said, it's the Swiss Army knife, and I use it for everything.
For myself, my favorite oil has definitely got to be Shutron. Hands down, can't beat that.
Ah, the Shutrons. Everyone needs to have some Shutrons. Can you share a bit about how you first got into Young Living?
So how I got into Young Living was, oddly enough, I was going to get a pedicure done at a spa, and when I walked into the spa on the ground level, I had literally been like slapped in the face by Northern Lights Black Spruce tree. New to me, I walked in, I was just, wow, what is that smell? Got up to the second floor and it got more intense, and I was like, this has got to be like a 5-gallon pale candle or something ridiculous for how intense the smell was. Got in there and I was like, wow, where's this black spruce coming from or whatever that smell is? And the girl said, oh, it's coming from my diffuser. I'd never heard the word before. Even at 38 years old, I felt like a complete newbie. She says, this is what I've got going on. It's some Northern Lights black spruce oil in this diffuser. I was an avid candle burner and incense burner up until that day. As I was getting my pedicure done, the girl who was my upline, Krista Dempster, she just told me like 5 minutes about it, and I was sold. I got a kit as I left that day. I believe I left with one and never looked back since.
Sweet. That's a cool story. How about you, Destiny?
For my journey, I actually had met Chris at work. And that's kind of how our relationship started, because he was telling me about that he went to convention and the whole theme was called My Destiny, and my name's Destiny, so like hook, line, and grab. And I have always been more of like a holistic woman, so I really enjoy things that are more natural. And so it just began by him introducing it to me and then telling me more information about it. And as soon as I found the means of the money, I got my starter kit ASAP. And since then, I just keep finding more. I keep trying to add new product to my monthly order every month, because I think trying a bit of everything is really important to see what works and doesn't work. But that's kind of how my journey started.
Cool. Thanks for sharing. Even though it's early in your Young Living journey, can you share a little bit about your transition from product user into business builders?
It's been really easy of a transition for myself. I think I went in the first month or two from just a member to a business builder, in that sense of you sign up one person and that one person promotes it, and next thing you know, you're looking on your virtual office and you see 10 new members and you're thinking, well, I only signed up one person. How do I have 10? Well, that one person signed up 10, and so on and so forth. So before you know it, before I knew it, in 2-3 months, I had 20, 30, 40, 50, a year into it, just promoting to my friends and coworkers. I've got like 60 people and I'm an executive rank.
Sweet. That's a cool start. How about you, Destiny?
I am more introverted, so I do a lot more of my business online. I try to, you know, share daily with people what it is that I'm using or what my routines are. But I feel like with the business, it's also just talking about it with people and sharing your experiences with it. And although it doesn't seem very business-like, it is because you have to make it a bit personal because you have to connect with people.
That's so true. It's all about building those true relationships beyond just sales. And what would you say is a main struggle or fear that has come along with starting the Young Living business journey?
I would say that my biggest fear is rejection. I fear that I'm going to talk and people aren't going to want to listen. And then so that kind of runs through my brain sometimes. So then it stops me from actually talking to people. The more I start using my oils, because they help me with certain things that help me bring me out of my shell, the more it's helping me to stop those thoughts, like finding more at peace with myself. So yeah, like when I'm in class, for example, and I bring out an oil and people are like, what's that smell? What is that? Like, what are you putting on? And like, oftentimes, like I'll go to start talking, but then I'll be like, oh, you know, it's just this, you know, it's just an oil I use, you know, no big deal. Sometimes they are like, oh, tell me more. And then sometimes they're like, oh, that's cool. Great. And then on with their day. So I think that by trying to come out of my shell more, I try to bring out my oils more. And then when I hear someone like intrigued in what it is that I'm putting on, I try to stop the thoughts of like, oh, they don't really care. They don't care. They don't want to hear it. Like, it's just your thing. It's not their thing. I try to keep it open now. And I smell my oil and then I respond. Before I respond, I make sure I smell my oil and I'm actually in the moment. And then once I'm in the moment, I'm like, okay, it doesn't matter whether they want to listen or not. It's more about the fact that I enjoy my oils and I know that they work for me and I know my products are pure. So that's what I try to think now. I have, you know, some introverted aspects that I need to work on. I need to get out of my shell a bit more. And I think just being humble about it is the best, you know, words of motivation I can give.
That's such a wonderful story. Thank you for sharing that fear. I know many people throughout the Young Living family can relate to that fear in their Young Living journeys. Let's talk a bit about sharing the oils. Do you like to use a particular script when you talk about the oils, or more of a personalized approach when sharing?
No.
I don't use a script.
I don't use a script either.
It's script in the sense that I really, personally, I like to remember what it is that I read. When I read the oils, like online or in my desk reference book, I like to remember the things that I read because those are the facts, right? Those are the things that you should be saying because that's legitimized. And so I like to do that, but I really like to listen to people's stories and listen to what they're saying. And when you listen to what somebody's saying, then you have more of an idea of what you should say, because it's more about the person you're interacting with than what it is that you want to go out and say. You're trying to promote Young Living because you're experiencing it and it's working for you and you're enjoying it. You're not so more focused on selling it. It's hard to work off of a script because it's not going to be the same for everybody. And you just, you know, you share your experience.
Love it. It's so refreshing when people are truly genuine in their sharing. Now, when people don't sign up the first time you're sharing with them, what do you like to do to follow up with them?
The most valuable thing for myself is to just keep using it. Just keep sharing my experience with them. Because eventually they're gonna see for themselves how it's working for me. Like, for instance, I feel unsettled sometimes in class, so I will take out my lavender to help calm me, and they'll notice that it calms me down. And I feel like for follow-up, that's probably the best thing to do, is just keep sharing the experience.
So true. Consistency is key. And beyond the first few oils, how do you like to talk about the lifestyle and consistency of essential rewards with people?
that's Young Living's way of saying, like, look, I want you to have a good life. I want you to buy things that aren't going to mess up your systems and cause you to contemplate if what you're about to clean, your sink in your kitchen or anything around things that you're ingesting, are bad for you. And that's, I think, the best thing about the ER.
That's a great message for people to hear. And how do you like to inspire your team to share Young Living with others?
I think by saying, don't stop sharing your experiences. I think that's like what it comes down to. Like, use the oils and then share what you've experienced with those oils or with those vitamins or the supplements or the Ningxia Red.
With essential oils and the Young Living products, a lot of the benefits are instant, or like within a minute or a couple of minutes, you can get an actual benefit out of a product. So it's very inspirational when you have a benefit fulfilled or a need fulfilled.
Love it. That honest sharing of personal experiences is such a natural way to share. Is there anything you like to say to your members to help give them confidence?
I think the best thing I can say is that I'm right there with you. Like, I'm still going through learning how to do it as a business. I'm still learning how I can, you know, talk better with people, share better with people. And I feel like that makes it more authentic and a more of a real reality when you're saying, you know, like, I don't know more than you, I'm still learning with you, so let's learn together, let's learn how we can, you know, talk about Young Living more. And it's a journey.
That's such a great way to connect with people and let them know that you're right there with them. So when it comes to personal development, are there any Young Living pages or other Facebook pages you like to follow that others might find useful?
I feel like personal development goes further than Young Living. I think it's a whole in itself. So I follow just a lot of inspirational groups on Facebook and Instagram, just so I can see their wonderful posts. And it keeps that confidence in me, especially when I'm in the moment and I'm in class and I just don't know how to socially speak. So those posts really help me. There's one called like Thinking Minds or Power of Positivity. I also follow like people like the Dalai Lama. Like, I'm really into like different religions as well, because I feel like there's a bit that you can take from everywhere in life, because there's my personal experience is that there's just no one way to do anything. So if you pull a little bit from everywhere, then you cultivate your own way of doing something.
I love that. Such a worldly and open-minded way of being. Thanks for sharing those. And what about any Young Living specific Facebook pages? Any favorites you follow?
Lindsay Elmore, for example. Yes.
We love her.
She's really great, and she gives all like the hardcore like facts about these things.
The real deal.
And those are really important. And that's actually one of the first person I followed when it came to Young Living, because I wanted to actually know what was in the product and like what I needed to know. And That also helps with the motivation, I think, when you're talking to someone, because it's reputable and you can refer to it.
Yeah, it's great to have that third-party validation when sharing the oils. So being 1 year into the Young Living journey, is there anything that was unexpected or just a cool surprise about Young Living so far?
One of the coolest things that I got from Young Living when I first got into it has to be, hands down, the social network aspect of it. When I went to convention, I was only 2 months into Young Living. When I went there, people couldn't believe that I had just got a starter kit and that I was at convention. They said, wow, you're really into it. And I said, no, I'm really into going on a vacation. So it was a great excuse to go to Utah, that a place I'd never been, because there was people going that I'd known that were into the oils. So what I really enjoyed about it was the amount of friends that I gained from Young Living. So you could go from a guy living in a small town with a couple hundred friends, thinking like, oh man, like, you know, I kind of envy people that have thousands of friends or people that know people around the world. I mean, we all wish we had friends that lived in Australia, Hawaii, or, you know, so that you could go visit if you ever wanted to, right? Well, what I learned right off the bat from Young Living at convention, when I picked up, I don't know, a couple of hundred friends at convention, literally a couple of hundred that I'd met in person, it's great. It was really, really cool because coming from a small town and having like only childhood friends that you grew up with, not getting to meet a lot of people that are diverse, or, you know, how many of us Canadians have American friends, for example. So it's really cool when I get to chat and communicate with friends from other parts of the world. And getting into Young Living has afforded me that. That is actually one of the things that I definitely like about Young Living is the social network has been really good.
If, you know, you're debating on whether to get into Young Living or not, you know, keep in mind that you're going to meet people that are very like-minded. And it's very humbling to know that there's people that think and feel the same way you do.
Very cool. Yeah, you got to love the relationships throughout the Young Living family and community. And yes, it's so nice to find like-minded people in Team YL. Thank you both so much for taking the time to share your stories. This has been a real pleasure.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Yes, thank you for getting us out of our bubble.
I hope that anything I said today could just spark a little bit of a light inside of them or make them feel like, you know, they're not the only one doing it a different way than everybody else.
Yeah. I know your words will be of comfort and support to many. And yes, there's no one right way to share. And I thank you for helping to inspire others around Team YL. So our goal at Team Sense and the Leader's Instinct podcast is to provide as much value to the entire Team YL community to help bring Young Living essential oils into every home in the world. So YL family, that's it for this chat. As this content may be useful for someone on your team to hear or a cross-line YL friend, it's over to you. Tag an oil friend below and go ahead and subscribe to this page. It really does help this channel out so all of our cross-line oil friends can see this education too. I'm Breton, and this has been The Leader's Instinct, a Team YL web series brought to you by TeamSense. Now let's all help each other climb the ranks faster, make more time for our why, and inspire others to wellness, purpose, and abundance. Thanks for listening.